So hello and welcome to Diving Deep Into Your Empowerment. Thank you for joining me to experience this magical journey. Together, we'll explore all aspects of your power, from the power within, bringing our three levels of consciousness into alignment, to the power outside of us that the universe mirrors back to us. And it's so exciting that we're beginning this journey at the spring equinox. It's a magical time for new beginnings. And I think here, I'm Central Time. It was at 10, around 10 p.m. last night, but we're within that 72-hour window before and after. So we're in that beautiful, magical time. Okay, so our human mission here on Mother Earth is to overcome the nuances of fear that we've been programmed with and return full circle back to the love that is our essence, syncing with the divinity within, fully operating from the vibration of love of the highest order, as one with the greater consciousness while in our human body. Now, I believe that this year is a pivotal turning point, the end of an era of fear ruling our planet. Now, for years, I've been teaching that the light is raising our vibration, and that's happening in so many different ways, all with the same purpose in mind, an ascension into a new, higher state of consciousness, reconnected with our essence, culminating in a new earth. Now, it's probably not going to be like, you know, rainbows and unicorns, but an earth of compassion, acceptance, and peace. Now, will we see this as a collective in our lifetime? Maybe. The future is a big place. Anything can happen. Now, the energetic vibration of this time opens the way for that grand awakening. There are so many people on the cusp of demanding more, more understanding of the power within them. And that's why we've got to be ready. Now, I hesitate to say that this program is a program for the teachers, but it is. You know, and I use that term loosely. You know, you may not be standing in front of people teaching, but you will be teaching everyone you come into contact with as you expand your energy and touch others. You're going to be showing them the way. You'll be as a guiding light, sharing your wisdom, your understanding, opening the way for humanity in the way that you're guided, whatever that way is. Now, our intention for this program is to bring your brain and your heart into coherence, to heal that pain within you, leaving the past behind, releasing the human need to worry and be anxious, opening the way to ascend your energy to that of the greater consciousness and live your life from that state of being, fully immersed in gratitude and love energy, manifesting not only miraculous experiences through you, but also achieving a state of peace where chaos does not touch you. A state where you feel safe and free, expanding your electromagnetic field of love of the highest order out into the universe, and doing that and being that no matter what is going on around you. That's bliss. Now, with that being said, when you registered for this program, you set the energetic wheels of this intention into motion. Even though you don't see it, that energy is moving, setting a new foundation for your life. And how solid that foundation is and becomes will depend on how much effort you put into implementing the shift of your own internal energy, how much you follow through using the action steps to expand your awareness. Okay, so today's call is going to flow like this. We'll set our intention for this program, and I'll dive deep into the side effects of moving energy, something that no one else that I've ever heard talks about. And then we're going to go over some support tools and we're going to experience the 5 steps to overcome survival mode, and then we'll recap. Okay, so if you participated in the Secret Sauce Workshop, the How to Win Your Game of Life workshop, depending on which one you were listening to, it's the same workshop. If you participated in that, listen to that, you know I talked about intention. Intention is everything. And we can think things to death, mulling over and over in our head how, I don't like this. How do I change it? What can I do? What's my next step? I feel helpless. That didn't work again. And sometimes, you know, that mulling energy isn't even thoughts. It's just feelings of despair and feeling powerless, struggling, trying to think, trying to get through the day, searching for answers that we can't even form the questions for because we're stuck in survival mode, just getting through the day. Well, this stops today. Let's agree. The struggling stops today. So together, let's just close our eyes and just take a really deep cleansing breath and exhale fully, pushing any stagnant air out of your lungs just ever so gently. And now just take another really deep breath. And I want you to try something. If you're pushing, if you're breathing out through your nose, or you're pursing your lips to blow out, I want you to take a deep breath. And when you exhale, exhale out your mouth just by opening it. You'll find that when you exhale out just by opening your mouth, your face will relax. And your throat will relax. And your shoulders relax. You can feel it. So while you're doing that, with your eyes still closed, let's set our intention. And I want you to just feel that breath coming into and exhaling from your body. And just listen carefully to my voice and feel the energy of my words. As a collective, we come together with deliberate effort and focused attention to expand our awareness, to understand how to better use our power, to learn and follow through with action steps to improve our lives and fulfill our dreams, syncing with the greater consciousness as one with the divinity within, empowered and fearless. And now with eyes still closed, just breathe deeply into this intention. And just focus for a moment on your heart. And now just shift your focus to gratitude. And just immerse yourself in the gratitude that you hold for the blessings in your life. And now just follow those blessings to more. More love, more joy, more happiness. Opening your heart to all the possibilities of your human experience. Infinite Spirit, in deepest gratitude, we thank you for all that's ours by divine right, having reached us now under grace in miraculous ways. And we ask, dearest angels, surround us with your diamond steel force field shield filled with strength, stamina, and healing energy that deflects negativity in all directions of time and protects us from all viruses. We are safe. In deepest gratitude, we thank you. Okay, so we're just going to dive in here. We're moving energy today, vast amounts of energy. Just setting our intention, shifted and leveled that playing field. putting negative thoughts and beliefs on notice, opening the way for the love energy to become our dominant energy. And with this shift, there are side effects. And I want to be really clear. We will be moving energy every time we meet. And that happens whether you're listening live or you're listening to the recording. And when you follow up solidifying the shift between calls, locking in your power by using it, you're going to be experiencing blessings. You may find that every time you turn around, there's a new blessing right there just for you. But when we shift our energy in such a powerful way, there are also side effects. And I don't want you to be surprised when you experience what I'm going to share with you. Now, here are five side effects. And most of these, I would say that probably all of them are a when it happens, not an if. So just be aware, and that will help you. Okay, so number one, your light of the divinity within you will be shining brighter. For those who are also wanting to ascend their energy, they will gravitate to you. For those who are, whether consciously or subconsciously, choosing to stay in the vibration of fear, fear being anxiety and anger and worry and, you know, all those fear energies, for those people, you're going to be illuminating that darkness within them. And they're not going to like it because it feels really uncomfortable for them. And they may act like they feel jealous towards you. So that, you know, they may not be very nice. And the best way to manage these people in this experience is to send them love. Infuse them and everything about them with love. All that love of your heart. Sincerely blessing them from your heart raises you out of the fear vibration and into the love vibration, opening the way for a higher outcome. And it also opens that way for them to release their need to hold on to the ugliness of fear. But be aware, they may choose not to let it go. They may throw that ugliness back at you, but when you're in the love vibration, the lower vibration of their ugliness does not move you. You don't even feel it because fear cannot engage with the love vibration. Plus, when you're using that diamond steel force field, you're surrounded with an impenetrable shield, so their negativity bounces off. And these people may fade away from your life, or they may take the way of the light that's offered to them. You know, only time's going to tell what they're going to do. Okay, second effect. As you continue to shift your energy out of fear to love of that highest order, reconnecting with the divinity within you, you'll notice that when you look into the mirror, you don't look the same. You may not even recognize the person looking back at you. And don't be alarmed at that. Your internal vibration is raising. You're releasing the fear that was uncomfortable, so you're going to look different. Number three, you want to remember that the frequency of love heals the human body. So as you raise your internal vibration to the frequency of love, you also strengthen your immune system, which is really, really good. And when you achieve staying in that vibration of love, your body naturally starts healing itself. And here's a fun fact. When Mikao Usui discovered Reiki, and you've probably all heard of Reiki, you may be a Reiki practitioner, he was searching for the purpose of life. And through his research, he learned of this love vibration within all of us, the divinity within of life force energy. And that energy feels fabulous. It's bliss. It's love of the highest order. So naturally, we want to share this feeling with others. And when focusing it and sharing it with another person who was in pain, Usui discovered that the body healed more quickly. So the side effect of accessing the Reiki energy or the love energy of the divinity within and focusing it to share with another person or even yourself, the body is comforted. And if the body's going to heal, it heals more quickly. And then Usui perfected attuning his students to focus this energy more quickly, allowing it to flow through them to themselves and to others. Now, being attuned to Reiki is not a part of this program, but if you're not already attuned to Reiki and you want to be, I can attune you. There's a fee for the attunement. Just let me know and we'll schedule a time. And I've added that info to the bottom of the Deep Dive Central webpage. And you do get a discount because you're in the program. So just be aware that you hold this love of the highest order, the Reiki energy within you, and with intention, you can access it. You don't have to be attuned. It's there for you. You can use it. Okay, number four. Another side effect of shifting from the old self, vibrating in the pain and fear of unforgiveness, lack, and limitation, you know, to that new self, vibrating in love of the highest order, is that feeling of separation from the old self. And this feeling of separation happens when you're making progress. Now, when I experienced this, and I finally understood it, because it took a bit, you know, the first time I experienced it, it was awful. And I just stopped everything, you know, and everything came to a screeching halt. But now I understand it. And when I finally understood it, it was life changing. And here's why. I had been consciously working at expanding my awareness, stopping the flow of negative thoughts and beliefs and transforming them to love, forgiving past experiences and people that I still held in unforgiveness. And through conscious effort, which is what you're going to be doing, I was living in a state of limitless possibility more often than not. And even though it felt fabulous, it was new and different, and it didn't feel like me. I didn't feel like me because this new self was free of pain of the past. That pain, anxiety, and stress wasn't running in the background of my mind and my body anymore. And as a result, I felt off. And at first I thought I was feeling alone. Not lonely, but alone. And then I realized what I was feeling was separated. And the angels showed me I was separated from my old self that was familiar. The old self was uncomfortable too, but it was familiar. And we humans, we like familiar. We like it. But I could clearly see as they were showing me this, that even though I didn't like being the old self that suffered with survival mode, anxiety, pain of the past, all those feelings of fear, I felt separated from her. And when I observed this, I could see the cords that were now broken and fraying between me, my old self, and me, my new self. The old self was wrapped in this shroud of pain and suffering and was stooped over and had all this darkness. It was kind of like, you know, in the Peanuts character, Pigpen, you know, he has all that dirt floating around him. It was kind of like that. But it was kind of more of it was thicker. It was thicker. The old self was wrapped in that. And the new self I could see was free and happy and standing up straight. And when I saw this and understood what was happening, that feeling of separation, it stopped. And instead, I was ecstatically happy because I was disconnecting from the old self that had lived in fear for so long. And I was now embracing the new self that vibrated in love and limitless possibility. And even though at first this experience was uncomfortable and I was feeling, you know, I thought I was alone, feeling alone, but it was really separation. This is where you want to land. You want to achieve that state of feeling separated from the old self. And achieving this state during this program is possible when you participate fully. And I'll be here to support you to recognize it and embrace your new self. Now, again, we're going to be moving a lot of energy, transforming the fear energy that's been buried in your subconscious to love energy. And this is our intention. Please, as best you can, keep up with the calls, the daily journaling, and implementing the action steps. So when you experience these side effects, I'm here to support you through them. Because when we're moving so much energy, whether it's class like this, or you're reading an empowering, life-changing book, or learning a healing modality, when we don't follow through with our own self-care, and this is self-care, what I'm talking about here, you know, recognizing what's happening, reaching out if you need help, depression can creep in, and we don't want that. Be aware of your energy, and please reach out when you need help. Everyone gets a 30-minute session with me. If you need it, schedule it for that. But even though, if you've already used your 30-minute session and then this comes up, reach out. Reach out. I am here. Okay? Now, this is where so many classes drop the ball. Because you're going to hear me say in all my classes, even the free ones, reach out if you need help. It's important. I don't teach and then I'm off doing something else. I am here because it's the right thing to do. I want to be here for you. You're important. Okay, so number five. The next side effect is uncomfortable dreams. When I presented the first Game of Life Mastery class over 10 years ago, the participants all started talking about having uncomfortable dreams. And I asked the angels about this, and they explained that we were transforming and moving a lot of painful energy that had been hidden in their subconscious. And there was so much that they were continuing to process the energetic transformation in their sleep, resulting in uncomfortable dreams. And the angels told us to ask them before sleeping, ask your angels, help me to only remember the parts of my dreams that will benefit me during my waking hours. And it worked. Now, I put this in our Deep Dive Central webpage. So if you did, don't worry about not getting all the words right. I put it on the webpage. It's there for you. Okay. Now, sometimes we receive messages in our dreams, things that we need to know. So asking the angels to support us to only remember what will benefit us during our waking hours is brilliant. Because so if you wake up and you remember something from a dream after you've asked them this, you know that at some point that information is going to be important for you or valuable. Again, like if you didn't get all that, I put the words in the Deep Dive Central webpage under life hacks for this call. The first call, March 20th. Okay, so now let's go over some support tools. The first one is the Chaos Flesh Energy System. Now, a Reiki attunement is not included in this program, but the Chaos Flesh Energy System attunement is. And I've created a Qi ball of this attunement for everyone registered for the class. And if you were attuned before, the new attunement is a booster. So please call in the attunement energy again. And the manual that includes information about Chaos Flesh and how to call the attunement in is on the Deep Dive Central webpage for this call, March 20th, call number one. Now, the Chaos Flesh Energy System will support you to flush out less than love energy. And you can use it anytime you're feeling angry, anxious, overwhelmed, stressed, agitated. It's really, really simple. The hardest part about it is just remembering to use it. Now, the manual will tell you how to call in that flushing energy by saying, Chaos Flesh Activate. But it also works when you say, Activate Chaos Flesh. And I learned this because I can never remember which one it is. And it works for both. I've used it saying both. And when I use it, I like to take a deep breath. And then on the exhale, say, activate the energy. You know, I activate Chaos Flush on the exhale. And with those words, how upset you are will determine what you feel. Okay. When I use this, when I'm really upset, I feel the energy flushing down my body. from the inside, it just whoosh, flushes down my body and out my feet with that exhale. And when I'm only mildly annoyed, I usually don't feel the flush. I just feel better. And again, when I need to use it, I'll take that deep breath and say whichever phrase pops in my head on the exhale. And I feel that energy flushing from my system. And it only takes seconds to implement the action step of this really powerful support tool. It's so fast that one day I was at a stop sign. No, it wasn't even a stop sign. It was a stoplight. It was a stoplight. I stopped at the stoplight and I was really aggravated with somebody. And it was like I was letting them camp out in my head, rent free. And I remembered, oh my gosh, use my chaos flush. And so I took that deep breath and I activated the chaos flush on the exhale. And when the light turned, I drove off a much happier person than I was when I stopped because I felt all that energy just leave. And then I wasn't thinking about that person anymore or that situation. Okay, so our next support tool is the journal pages. And I hope you've clicked into the Deep Dive Central webpage and decided how you want to implement journaling. Now, to get the very most out of your journaling pages, it's important for you to know how each section supports you. And if you ordered the Empowerment Journal, awesome. That's fabulous. Great. And you should be getting it any day from Amazon if you haven't already gotten it. Now, if you did not, please download the PDF of the journaling pages and use them as your guide in your own notebook, or you have permission to print them out and put them in your own binder. It's entirely up to you, whatever way you want to do it. Now, the paperback journal does include blank pages for notes as well as the guided pages. So your notes from this program and your journaling can all be in the same place with that. It's not like you have to have two journals. Now, the Empowerment Journal was originally created for my mastermind groups, so you'll find that it really doesn't have much fluff. I mean, it's not a teaching tool for somebody to purchase online who doesn't know me. You know, we're working this together. But they can and still get benefit. Anyway, okay, so I seriously encourage you to write by hand instead of using a digital journal. I have friends that they do all their stuff, all their journaling through a digital journal, and that's fine. But writing by hand has been proven to support your brain, your memory, cognition, and creativity, and most importantly, opens the way for life guidance from within. And when you write with focus through the love of your essence, you open the way to freely converse with your angelic team and your superconscious higher self. You open the way to connect with that divinity within, and your journal writing becomes a really magical experience. Okay, so I'm going to minimize the picture because I've got the pages here. Okay, so the first game board is the commitment to myself. And this game board provides a safe space for you to get real with yourself, to put yourself first without guilt or apology. This game board opens the way for you to fall in love with yourself at a deeper level than ever before. And as you're writing, get clear on what you're willing to do to support yourself to improve your life and allow yourself to feel the emotions of loving yourself and your life, no matter what it looks like right now. Love yourself and your life and allow your mind to wander and explore who you really want to be and feel with self-awareness into that person and write down your commitment to yourself, supporting you to become who you want to be and write your commitments. You know, you can write them, your commitments to your intentions also on this page. And you'll see at the bottom of the page, scroll down, there's a line to sign and date. And when you sign and date your journaling pages, you create a binding contract with the universe to fulfill what you've written about. Now, years ago when I was a secretary, I'd put under the signature line the title of the person signing. Now, it's not on here, but the next time I update the journal, I'm going to add it. I started writing Money Magnet under the line as my title. So be sure to sign your pages. Okay, let me get rid of this one. And the next one is your upon waking journal page. Okay, now I'm not sure. I don't know if you girls can see this. This is in the on the web page. So I'm going to tell you all about it. Hopefully you'll be able to see it clearly. I guess if you're on your phone, it might be pretty small. Okay, so the next page is the Upon Waking journal page. And I do love these journal pages. They are magical. Now, the journal pages support you to improve your awareness. And when you fill in the guided sections, you're going to set that stage for your day. You'll consciously make choices on what you really want to experience. You'll be using your power. And as you come to each guided section, please rewrite what's written there. And this part's really an important step because rewriting what's already on the page takes you to a new level of mastery to use the power within you to manifest and live the life that you really want to live. You move energy just by writing it out. And if you feel resistance when you write something out, then you know you need to look at something's coming up that you need to look at. Why am I feeling this energy? If you're writing, I consciously choose to be love energy, and you're feeling, no, that doesn't feel right. Why not? Why not? Okay, so the first section guides you to give thanks for the day. Okay, you got your date. Then I give thanks for this perfect day. Now, I usually write that up in the margin at the top, just really big. And then I'll just keep writing on whatever. Like, I give thanks for this perfect day and money flows to me effortlessly, or laughter comes to me today. Whatever I'm writing. Okay, so write out what's written there. And write in your own words of gratitude. Gratitude is the ultimate state of receivership, the ultimate state of manifestation. So writing, anchoring gratitude sends out that electromagnetic energy field to the universe with the energetic code of what you want to experience. Allow yourself to breathe in the ecstasy of your perfect day and feel the emotions. And remember, thoughts are the language of the mind and emotions are the language of the body. And when they work in coherence, magic happens. And just so you know, when you write in your daily journal pages, you can do that in 5 minutes, but I really encourage you to immerse yourself into the writing, because when you engage your emotions in the writing, setting your intention for your day, rehearsing in your mind how magnificently your day plays out, you not only set into motion the steps to using your power, you also set into motion the molding of raw matter into form, a form that you want, creating your miraculous day and life. Because just to be clear, we're always, always molding raw matter into form. And when we're unhappy, we mold more unhappy experiences into form. Consciously choosing how that matter is molded makes the difference between a happy life and an unhappy life. Now, the next section accepts what your life is in this moment. Okay, right here. I accept what my life is in this moment. Remember, acceptance doesn't mean you're in agreement of what your life looks like right now if you don't like what you're experiencing. Acceptance stops the battle going on in your mind that you don't have what you want. Acceptance brings peace and opens the way to create a higher outcome. And I'll be fully transparent. When I started writing, I accept what my life is in this moment. The next words in my head were, yeah, it really sucks. Because it did. I was really, really unhappy. I didn't write that out, but I was sure thinking it. And then every day, before I knew it, when I wrote, "I accept what my life is in this moment," the next words were, "It's really awesome, magical. I'm so happy." Everything I was doing to shift and transform my energy within me was making a huge difference. And it started right here. Life changed when I anchored my intention with the next section. I accept and use my power to. When you write that out, fill in what you want to use your power for. And when you're writing in what you're accepting and using your power for, feel the emotions, be aware of them. Immerse yourself in what that feels like to be, do, or have what you want to experience. Your clarity of thought sends out to the universe what you wish to experience, and your feelings, your emotions, magnetize that back to you, whatever you've put out. And if you start to feel resistance when you're writing this out, you know there's something you need to look at. There's something that's blocking you. There's an energy that's blocking you. Okay, so the next section then firmly opens the way for your power to flow. Right here, I consciously choose to be love energy. I infuse my day and my life with love. I magnetically attract experiences of love energy. Now, talk about powerful. Consciously choosing to be love energy, anchoring that choice by writing it out and immersing yourself in the feelings and emotions changes everything. And the next section engages you with your super conscious higher self with. Oh, just a second before I go to that, I do want to say if you don't consciously choose what energy you want to be in, you're just going to default to whatever the dominant energy is in your subconscious. And if you were really mad, like yesterday, then chances are, if you were upset yesterday, that's going to be your dominant energy. And we don't want that. So let's consciously choose. Okay, so the next section down here, Infinite Spirit, open the way and show me the action steps. This engages you with your super conscious higher self. So fill in what you want to experience for your day or for your life and be open to the guidance that shows up for you. Allow yourself to vision in your mind's eye what you wish to experience and just allow it to unfold and feel the emotions and be open to the guidance. And this next section firmly infuses the subconscious with direction through love energy when you write with firm intention. In this next section down here, let me pull this up. I consciously direct my subconscious power to manifest this or better. I feel the energy of manifestation complete. Immerse yourself into the gratitude, which is the ultimate state of receivership, notifying the universe to mirror back to you this magnificent euphoric feeling of bliss. Manifestation complete. And the next section, dearest angels, please. Right here. Now, I've been using for years now. Dearest angels, please surround me with your diamond steel force field shield filled with strength, stamina, and healing energy that deflects negativity in all directions of time and protects us from all viruses. And again, I've added that to the Deep Dive Central web page for you. You know, you write whatever you want right here. You know, this is your guide. Write what you're guided to write. Explore the feelings. What comes up in your face? How does your body feel? What do you need to look at? It'll all come up right here. And you're setting your intention for your day. You know, the very next section, it's safe to be me. Now, if you're like me, you'll find yourself continuing to write about how you feel safe. It's safe for me to speak, safe for me to voice my opinion, safe for me to dream big, safe for me to receive money, safe for me to spend money, safe for me to be wealthy. And when you write those out, you know, it's popping right in your head. It's pop, 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 pop. You just write it out. And when you write it out, you feel that energy. In one of our classes, we did a little exercise. Trying to think. I don't remember if it's in the class or if it was in the workshop where we go through Florence's square of life. And it's safe for me to be wealthy. One of the ladies said she felt a twinge. She didn't feel safe to be wealthy. So that's something you need to look at. So it gave her a direction on what she needed to look at. Okay, so the next one is I breathe deeply. I know, it sounds kind of, you're all breathing, I know that. But our normal way of breathing is shallowly. And when we're stressed in any way, we hold our breath, starving our brain and body of the vital oxygen it needs to operate. It's so important to remind yourself to breathe deeply. And then the next one, I will remember to use my chaos flush energy system if I need it. It's a reminder, so it's there in the background running around. Okay, I got the chaos flush energy system. I can use it, and you can just check that off. And the next one is I will check in and be aware of my energetic vibration. That's so important. So important to be aware. You know, it's called mindfulness, being aware of where my energy is, you know, checking in every hour or so. Where are you? You know, if you wake up and you start your day and you're happy and you've got all this love energy, and then next thing you know, it's in the middle of the afternoon and you're unhappy and anxious. And well, when did that happen? When did that slip in? So being aware of your energy, you can notice, ooh, I don't feel like I did 10 minutes ago. Why? And you can course correct. And then, of course, sign and date. And you create your contract with the universe. Okay. Now, our next page is the before you go to sleep. Now, this page is exciting too because it opens the way for you to begin to see where you're using your power during your day, and even more importantly, where you aren't. So you can course correct even though it's the end of the day. You still get to take care of it. You still get to manage your energy. Now, this first section opens the way for peace and relaxation, a release of the stress of the day by reminding you of three things you're grateful for today. And of course, that can be anything. Okay, so we got the first one here is three things I'm grateful for today. Now, if you could sit there for 15 minutes and just really immerse yourself in gratitude, it's life-changing. And if you do that three times a day, every day, your immune system will increase up to 50%. Yeah, it's true. Okay, so the next section, I took deep breaths today. Ooh, you're going to have to be accountable. Did you breathe deeply today? Yes or no? And then commit to breathing deeply. Yeah, make that commitment. I commit to breathing deeply. And then the next section, today I learned this about myself. I used these support tools, took these action steps, and my results were. This is so important. This is where the rubber hits the road. Were you aware of your energy throughout your day? Were you influenced by outside stimulants and you went down into the fear rabbit hole, giving your power away? Just what happened? If you went into fear, not to worry. This is not a time to beat yourself up. Take your power back by infusing that situation and the people involved with love, sincerely from your heart, and transform that situation energetically right now. It's never too late. Remember this, it's never too late to transform fear energy within us to a higher vibration of love, even if it happened 20 or 30 years ago. It is never too late. And this supports you to be more self-aware. And if something happened that you immediately used your power, say something happened that upset you and you didn't go into that fear rabbit hole. Instead, you took a deep breath, you stepped back, you looked at everything as the observer instead of being immersed in fear energy of some kind, anxiety or anger or whatever it was, and you readjusted, infused everything with love right then, consciously chose, I'm going to be love energy. I'm going to be grateful that I noticed this immediately. Celebrate it right here. Celebrate. Okay, so the next section, I'll scroll this down a little bit. In infinite spirit, in deepest gratitude, I thank you for. This section immerses you in gratitude. And again, firmly setting your intention, writing about something you don't have yet as infinite spirit, in deepest gratitude, I thank you for. Write out what you want to be, do, or have, and fully immerse yourself in the feels of it, the emotions, the feelings. Explore the emotions and expand them out into the universe, sending out that electromagnetic field of energy that the universe responds to, just like you placed an order at Amazon. Write about how it feels to have what you want, fully immersing yourself into the joy and happiness, what it feels like, smells like, tastes like, sounds like. For example, you know, if you want a new sofa, I mean, this is just an example here. Write about how you love sitting on your new sofa, what the fabric feels like, how it fits in your home, how it provides space for your friends and family to sit and enjoy being with you, how you love to snuggle on it watching your favorite movie or reading a really good book, or how magical it is to sit there and write in your empowerment journal, manifesting your happiest life. Immerse yourself into the full feeling and write about it. When there's no sign of it in sight. And then the next section takes all the pressure off of you questioning how you're going to make this happen. Write in your journal. Right here it is. I didn't know how I would do this, but I did it anyway. I manifested this or better, and fully immerse yourself in the feelings of being, doing, or having this or better. Feel the magic. Vision it in your mind's eye. And then the last section. Are you keeping your worry angel employed, or are you dragging worry around with you as your best friend? In case you haven't met your worry angel, everybody's got at least one. I've added the full program as well as the guided meditation only to the Deep Dive Central webpage. So you can go in there and you can meet your worry angel and get them out of the unemployment line, because there is nothing sadder than an unemployed worry angel. And let me know if you have questions about this. And then be sure to sign the page, locking in your contract with the universe to heal this day if it was painful, and celebrate using your power, whether you did it during the day or you just used it infusing your experience with love and forgiveness. And you lock in manifesting the desires of your heart that you wrote about. Okay, next page is our weekly progress game board. Okay, so when your week is complete, and you can structure, you know, if you're using the journal, there's 7 pages between each of these weekly game boards. So decide on what day you want to do your weekly progress. You know, I do it on the weekends because then I have a little bit more time to really focus on it. But you figure out whatever day is best for you and structure your pages that way if you're using the workbook. Okay, so when your week is complete, look back at it as the observer. and decide, what was your biggest aha moment? That's the first thing right up here. Well, this was my biggest aha moment this week. And write about it. How did you employ what you learned? Writing about it supports anchoring the information, making it easier to remember and to use your power. And I have had some really breakthrough experiences looking back at the aha moments from the week. It's like, you know, we're processing this movement of energy every day, even in our sleep, as we've talked about. But when you come to the end of the week and you look back at the last 7 days, you can see the details more clearly of something that you learned about yourself. Like, for instance, my daughter is my Achilles heel. I love her to pieces. She is the light of my life, the best thing that I ever did. And when she's upset, especially she's upset with me, because you know what happens, we are mother-daughter, I can go into a tailspin because I don't want her to be upset with me. And just this week, this last weekend, when I was writing in my weekly progress game board, I saw why that happens. And it goes back to being afraid for her when she was little. We had some really horrible, scary times. And I saw that. And I was like, oh, but that's never going to happen again. Because we're adults now. And so I was able to heal that pain and that fear just by observing it, that, wait a minute, those days are never going to happen again. So you just never know what an aha moment is going to show up for you. So write about it. And then the next section is, this is how I use my power this week. And it's just simple enough, you know, write about how you use your power. And you'll be pleasantly surprised at how much you begin to use your power, how you're becoming more and more aware of your energy and taking steps to course correct when your attention gets distracted by outside situations or people. This is important to acknowledge for yourself and celebrate. This is kind of your accountability. This is your accountability. You know, when you look back at the week, you can see what you did, what you didn't do, what you can do better, and what you've learned. Okay, so the next journaling page is Gratitude Manifesting Game Board. These are fun. This is another magical opportunity to fully immerse yourself in the feeling of gratitude, the ultimate state of receivership, to manifest what you want to experience. And maybe what you're trying to do is maybe you just want peace in your heart. Maybe you just want to feel the love energy. Maybe you want a new job. Maybe you want a new car, a new house. Maybe you want new friends. Maybe you're looking for a partner or a spouse, or you want that relationship with your spouse to be better. Write about it as if it's already happened. And remember, gratitude isn't just a word. It's a state of being. And when we live our lives from a gratitude state of being, our life takes on a magical quality. And that state of being becomes more sustainable, no matter what chaos is going on around us, whether personally or on a global scale. We're able to maintain that love vibration where the magic begins and happens. Writing your energy into your journal pages is a magical experience, and everyone who has used this journal or the manifesting playbook, it's similar to this journal, attests to this magic. Please write your energy into your journaling pages, and it doesn't matter whether you're using the paperback version or you're printing it out for yourself or simply using your own notebook, writing in each section. The magic is real. The empowerment is real. Writing in your journal supports you when there's no other humans around. It opens the way for you to connect with your angelic team and use the power within you in miraculous ways. It helps you to be able to understand their guidance, and they always have your best interest at heart. Always. Okay, before we go on, I'm going to try to bring back our picture. Yay. Okay. Okay, now we're going to move some energy together. If you listen to the Secret Sauce for Your Happier Life workshop or the How to Win Your Game of Life workshop, whichever one you were listening to, you know we talked about survival mode. Survival mode happens when we don't get a clear line of demarcation between feeling the adrenaline rush of danger, danger, and whew, I'm safe. It's when those freak out chemicals of adrenaline and cortisol don't flush out of our system like they're supposed to. And here's an example of a clean line of demarcation. I'm an oversharer. You're going to learn that if you don't already know. Okay, so when it got cold, naturally, I switched from AC to the heater. And then it got really cold. Now, the heater had been running for 2 weeks. And then one morning when I was getting dressed, my smoke alarm went off. And of course, I felt that rush of adrenaline because it was the alarm right outside my bedroom door. But when I opened my bedroom door, I could smell something burning. And that smell of wood burning took that adrenaline rush to a whole new level of terror with an additional shot of adrenaline and cortisol. And then the smoke alarm stopped. And then I couldn't smell smoke anymore. Now, this all happened. This was like seconds, you know. Of course, I had to keep putting my clothes on. I didn't open the door immediately because I was getting dressed. But anyway, long story short, after the fire department, the police, and the landlord showed up, and I didn't call 911. I just called the local police station because, you know, I couldn't find a fire. I couldn't find one. I grabbed the smoke, the fire extinguisher, and I ran downstairs, and there was no smoke down there. There was nothing. Anyway, after they all showed up, there was no fire. So there was a clean, clear line of demarcation there. The professionals proved there was no fire. They told me there was no fire. I could see there was no fire, and I was safe. So when you get surprised, like an unexpected bill, someone is mean to you, you know, life takes an unexpected turn or a twist, or you feel threatened in some way, and you feel that adrenaline rush, your body goes into fight or flight survival mode to protect you. And when the body is in fight or flight, all your energy is going to protect you. And it kind of shrink wraps to your body, and there's no energy left to think. And I can attest to that because when the smoke alarm stops going off, I got down to the basement and there was no smoke down there and the fire alarm was off. I was like, well, what do I do now? Do I call for assistance? Well, you know, it took me a minute or two to decide, but I figured, okay, I need to know for sure that I would not only that I was safe and it wasn't going to come on again. I needed to know what the smart, why it went off. Why did I smell smoke? We need to know that you're safe too. But when you can see that your body is safe because the unexpected bill in the mail can't hurt your body, but your body still feels that adrenaline rush of anxiety over the bill, all those fight or flight chemicals get stuck in your body. You don't let them continue flushing out because you keep thinking about the bill. They don't naturally flush out with the proof that there's no danger to your physical body because you're still freaking out over the bill. And then you're stuck there for days, weeks, months, and depending on what happened, maybe it's years. You're stuck in survival mode because that fight or flight adrenaline rush just keeps getting triggered by one or two things or both. One, an outside experience triggers you, or two, you start thinking about what happened in your mind and your body believes that what you're thinking about is actually happening, and whoosh, there's that adrenaline rush again. Our body is so subjective. Now, here's an example of thinking about something and recreating the experience in your mind. So, a few nights after my smoke alarm went off, when I went to bed, I'm lying there and I just thought about the sound of the smoke alarm going off. In my mind, I could hear it. Heck, I even smelled the smoke for an instant. And I felt that intense rush of adrenaline flood my body because I had engaged not only my thoughts, but my emotions. I could, and my feelings, I could smell it. It wasn't happening. The smoke alarm was not going off. There was no smoke, but my thoughts had the power to recreate the experience in my body, and it felt it. I heard it. I smelled it like it was really happening right then, and it was intense. I had to shut that down immediately, flushing that adrenaline out. Because I knew if I can't get rid of this, there's no way I'm going to sleep. It was deep breaths. I'm safe. The smoke alarm did not go off. This is our human way of living. Something happens. We feel the adrenaline rush. We don't clearly define the line of demarcation that we're safe. And then we replay what happened over and over again in our mind, and we get triggered. And maybe we get triggered by something else. And then we replay that over and over again, locking us into survival mode when there isn't enough energy left to think because all our energy is shrink-wrapped to our body trying to keep us safe. Okay, so let's take control of this together with the 5 action steps to overcome survival mode. And this is what I'm going to guide you to do. Excuse me, there's spring in the air and now it's in my throat. Okay, so number 1, acceptance. Number 2, set firm intention. Number 3, quieting the mind in meditation. 4, consciously choose to be the love vibration. And we're going to do that through meditation. And number 5, commit to being aware of your energy. Now, we're not going to be experiencing these steps in order of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but I'll be combining them. Okay, so, just get comfortable. We're going to do a meditation. But first, just sit there and just close your eyes and together just repeat after me and just feel the vibration of the words in your body. And just repeat after me. I accept what my life is in this moment. I set my intention with deliberate effort, focused attention. I breathe into my awareness of self. I accept that I am safe. I accept that I have the power to create a higher outcome. I use my power today and every day after, creating a higher outcome, fulfilling my dreams. I am safe. Okay, so now we're going to quiet our minds and shift to that vibration of love through our meditation. And I think I may have to adjust the volume on this. If it's too loud, I'll turn it down. And we begin by quieting our minds. So please just get comfortable and close your eyes. And take a really deep breath. And place your feet flat on the floor, your hands gently in your lap, and close your eyes. Now just focus your attention on your heart. And then with another deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace those things that you're grateful for. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. Angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, surround us now with love, the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. Now just take my hand and that of an angel, and together we all form a circle of love. Together we hold the safe, sacred space to shift from fear energy to the highest vibration of love and slip into our heart space where there is no worry, no anxiety, no despair, no fear, only love. Now just take another deep cleansing breath, and we anchor our intention. We come together with singular intention to access the sacred space of the greater consciousness, that safe space of the divinity within. Angels of love and light, hold your hands, completing our circle of sacred love space. And with another deep breath, pull through your hands their pure, unconditional love for you. And now this beautiful light of God comes down from above and infuses our circle with love's your vibration of light. This beautiful love light energy flows in through the top of our heads, and ever so gently, this love light sweeps down through your head, down through your face, clearing away anxieties of this physical world and leaving in its wake light of love. slowly this light energy flows down through your neck, through your shoulders, down through your body, infusing all your vital organs with that beautiful love, healing light, bringing in that healing light of love. This beautiful healing light of love pushes out the energy of any negative thoughts, any emotions of fear. This love light flows down through your hips, down your legs, and out your feet into Mother Earth. Now just focus on the beating of your heart. Just take a really deep cleansing breath and feel your consciousness in your heart. Feel that love that is your essence as one with the greater consciousness of the divinity within. Breathe in the love. And exhale out a swirling mist of love. In this beautiful, safe space of love and light, you are one with the divinity within, fully connected with the greater consciousness of all that is. Past experiences that flitter through your mind are but a memory. Experience. No pain, no suffering, just an experience. They do not move you. Breathe into this safe heart space of love. From this space, breathe into the strength and stamina of God as one. Here we open our heart to the wisdom, the guidance, the oneness, the power of the divinity within. It's from this safe, sacred space of oneness that you manifest the desires of your heart. Here in your heart space. Here you have the opportunity to mold formless energy into form. physical world, bringing with you all the love of breathing through your heart space, the strength, the stamina, the confidence, the love. So just take a deep cleansing breath, and you are filled with the divine light of God. And now we ground this healing energy, bringing back with you the love of your heart space. Just allow roots from your feet to go down into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that healing love energy at our center, where those roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, firmly anchoring you in this love. And with a deep breath, just pull that healing love energy back up through the soils, back up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. Bringing back with you that state of being, living from your heart space. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, and repeat after me again. I accept what my life is in this moment. I set my intention with deliberate effort and focused attention. I breathe into my awareness of self. I will notice when my energy dips from love. I will course correct, consciously choosing to be the love vibration. I accept that I am safe. I accept that I have the power to create a higher outcome. I use my power today and every day after, creating a higher outcome. My dreams are fulfilled. I am safe. Okay. So I will put what I had you repeat after me on the webpage so that you'll have that. And I will also edit out the meditation. You'll have just the meditation, and then you can also have the repeat after me part. So you can listen to either one, whichever one you want. Okay, so let's recap. So we talked about the side effects of using our power, shifting and moving energy within us. Again, please reach out if you need help with this. If you feel uncomfortable, you may need help recognizing what's happening. Now, I included the life hack, how to stop uncomfortable dreams. And I've added a section of life hacks there on the Deep Dive Central webpage for today's class section, so you can access it really quickly. And the manual for the Chaos Flush Energy System, that PDF is there. It's on the Deep Dive Central webpage for today. And it only takes seconds to call it in and to use it. And the attunement itself only takes 3 to 10 minutes. Just let yourself experience what you experience, you know, whatever you see or you feel, or you may not see or feel anything. But don't dismiss it as not having happened if you don't feel anything. Just roll with it. And then when you're anxious, upset, stressed, aggravated, angry, any of those feelings that you don't want to be experiencing, just take a deep breath and activate that Chaos Flush energy system and just exhale out that less than love energy. And it's just so fast to use. But, you know, if you forget to use it and then later you remember to use it and you're still aggravated, use it. You know, but you want to use it as soon as possible. I had someone who they were attuned to it and they waited till they calmed down to use it. I'm not really sure why, but don't wait till you calm down. You know, use it when you get frustrated, angry, whatever it is. It will help you to flush that energy out. Now, we went over the journal pages, and I cannot emphasize enough how powerful these journal pages are at supporting you and showing you where you are and aren't using your power. They also guide you as to where you need extra support and what questions to ask. Please use them. And if you need help, reach out. We do not have a Facebook group, but I will create a Messenger page and add everyone who is on Facebook to it. We also have email. You know, you can always hit reply to one of the emails that come to you and reach out to me. That'd be fine too. Okay, so we've discussed the empowerment of acceptance, the magic of intention, the superpower of gratitude, the awareness of visioning, the freedom of overcoming survival mode, and the vibration of love. Plus, open the way to feel safe. And we experienced the 5 steps to overcome survival mode together, shifting our energy to that higher vibration of love. Please be gentle with yourself. Drink lots of water and get more sleep if you can. And breathe. Set a timer on your phone reminding you to take deep breaths. You know, I have 2 timers actually on my desk because it was cheaper to buy them in a package of 6 from Amazon. So I had a bunch of them, but I have one for 5 minutes and one for 15. You know, I set the one on when I'm sitting here working for 15 minutes. Every 15 minutes it goes off and I take deep breaths because when I'm busy, I'm really breathing shallowly. And if I'm doing any kind of graphics work, I'm holding my breath. So when you remind yourself, take a deep breath and visualize that breath of God flowing through your body, feeding, nourishing your vital organs, the joints that are stiff. If you're stiff when you get up after sitting, like I am, if I can remember to take a deep breath before I get up, my body's not so stiff. Things don't hurt. Take those deep breaths. Retrain your vagus nerve to be normally taking a deep breath. That's your normal way of breathing. Your body will love you for it. Okay, so each of our calls will take the love vibration to a new experience. And we're going to continue to dive into all the modules from the workshop and more. And again, if you haven't met your worry angel, I've added that program to the Deep Dive Central webpage, as well as an audio file of the meditation only, so that you can meet your worry angel and keep that guy employed. Now, today we're still within hours of the spring equinox, a perfect time for new beginnings. So when we complete, I really want to support you to use your gratitude game board to immerse yourself in gratitude and thank Infinite Spirit for having already received something that you want. And it'll be so much fun to sit there and just Let your mind wander and explore, and your body to feel something that you want. Please use your support tools. I want to thank you so much for being here, for being a part of this journey with me. I am so grateful for you, and I send you so much love. Okay, so this completes our first call.